This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Only in capitalism is a cracker that is 0.12 inches thick too thick. 14% too thick, to be precise. You think I'm kidding here, but I'm really not. There is on the market now something called even thinner wheat thins. And thin as they are, they speak volumes about snacking in America circa 2016. Vanessa Wong writes on food for BuzzFeed. We talk to her every now and then. Vanessa, it's good to have you back.
Great to be here. Thanks, Kai.
I guess the question has to be on these thinner wheat thins, why?
Right. That's an excellent question.
I know.
So snack makers, including Wheat Thins manufacturer Mondelez, are always trying to think of new ways to incentivize consumers to buy another box of their snacks, right? So now they have launched a limited edition Wheat Thins called Even Thinner Wheat Thins, which are 14% thinner than original Wheat Thins, believe it or not.
No, I believe it. I saw the measurements in your article. But you point out, and this is something that's been going on in America for a long time, portion control is where it's at in weight control, right? And in watching what you eat. And I guess they're trying to get some of that action here.
Absolutely. So it's no coincidence that they launched these right around the new year when everyone's thinking about resolutions. Yeah. And so it's one of the reasons why Mondelez has also launched like even thinner Oreos or Oreo Thins last year. And there was a line of ultra-thin sliced cheese that Sargento launched that a market researcher, Nielsen, called a breakthrough innovation. It sold really well in the grocery store because the lower calorie count had strong appeal with consumers. So we might be fooling ourselves, but, you know, as far as manufacturers are concerned, yeah, it's working.
Talk to me for a second about, you know, snack foods in general, right? Because we're all trying to be healthy. We're all trying to, you know, cut down and watch it. What's the environment out there for snack foods writ large?
Snacks are actually doing really great. Surprisingly, while sales of other types of manufactured packaged foods like cereal have gone down, snack food sales have been very strong for some companies. There's a trend right now towards like eating small portions of food all day. Yeah. And there are new types of snacks that have come out that have been very popular, new types of like alternative chips made of things that aren't potatoes.
Yeah, and but that's just not right.
Like kale chips, you know, who knows if kale chips will ever be like the next great American snack.
No, I'm just going to say it right here. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I mean, all the more competition for old school wheat cracker.
This comes, we should say, on the backdrop of a tough year for crackers in 2015.
Right. So crackers did have a tough year. Unit sales of all crackers in the country fell by 2.3% last year. And wheat crackers specifically fell a lot. So it's, you know, about time that Wheat Thins came up with something that people wanted to munch on.
Now, have you tasted them? Do they taste the same?
Okay. So I'm not sure if I'm really fooling myself. They did taste different to me.
No
they were
way.
Kind
oh,
of
close your eyes. Do the blindfold
crunchier.
Thing. No way. Seriously?
Yeah, they were they were kind of crunchier, but like not meaningfully crunchier. And they were smaller, but also not meaningfully smaller to, you know, where I would like do something different with it. It just felt like, you know, it felt like a 14% smaller Wheat Thin. So
Vanessa Wong covers food and all kinds of stuff at BuzzFeed. Vanessa, thanks a lot.
Thank you.